From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. If you eat red foods, there's a good chance that you have ingested the remains of a Peruvian beetle. The cochineal insect has been used for centuries as a red dye for textiles and cosmetics. In recent years, it has been used to color foods, such as juices and yogurts. The bug's popularity is based at least in part on the American consumer's preference for natural colors and flavors. NPR's Martin Costi traveled to Peru, the world's biggest supplier of the bug.
On an arid mountainside in southern Peru, Emilio Manzilla and his son Wilbert gingerly picked their way through the undergrowth to reach a prickly pear cactus plant. Some of the cactus pads are covered with a strange white dust that looks a little bit like mold. Growing quietly underneath the dust are the cochineals, just what Emilio and Wilbert came looking for. With a homemade brush attached to a pole, Emilio wipes the insects off the cactus pads and into a felt bag. The cochineals are about the size of peppercorns. They're a dusty gray color until they're squished and their plump abdomens burst with rich red liquid. People used to say that these insects sucked the blood of human beings, says Isabel Chaupis, a local woman who now buys and sells the bug. The red liquid is not blood. It's carminic acid, the main ingredient in the red dye known as carmine. World demand for carmine boomed in the 1990s, and Chaupis says the locals have now forgotten all about their old superstitions. There are a lot of people here who do this full time now and bring in anywhere from 20 to 50 pounds a week, Chaupis says. At about $1.30 a pound, harvesting cochineal can feed and clothe a whole family in this impoverished region. In fact, an estimated 40,000 Peruvian families depend on the bug. This is despite the fact that oversupply is now pushing down prices. Feliman Kaniwa Wamani is a buyer in the city of Cusco. Using a sieve, he's shaking the twigs out of his latest batch of bugs. He got into the business in the late 90s, when first world worries about the safety of artificial red dyes created a boom for carmine. At the time, the insects went for as much as $10 a pound, and city people were sneaking around the countryside, poaching the insect on private property. Things have calmed down since, but Kaniwa says it's still a good living, and he worries that first world consumers might be put off cochineal once they realize it's in their juice. It's natural. Nothing will happen to you. Be calm, he says into the microphone, trying to soothe the queasy American consumers on the other end. Peru's cochineal processing industry, which is growing steadily at more than 15% a year, is similarly publicity shy. Luis Carlos Vega is director of Globe Natural, a company that processes the cochineals in Lima. He admits that some people he's met are surprised to discover the source of the red color in their food and cosmetics.
Let's say a girlfriend would say, oh, am I coloring my face with a bag? But then, well, I would explain, well, you've been doing this for years, and maybe your mom too. Color has to come from somewhere.
Vega says companies that make other kinds of red coloring have been trying to smear cochineal's reputation by stirring up concerns among consumers with dietary restrictions. He says carmine can be purified by removing its animal proteins, which he believes should be enough to reassure vegetarians. The FDA has tested and approved cochineal as a food coloring, although there have been a few cases of severe allergic reactions to the substance. Still, the U.S. market is not as open as the Peruvians would like. In many countries, cochineal, complete with animal proteins, is routinely used to make raw meat look redder and fresher. Coloring meat this way is illegal in the United States, a rule Vega says his industry hopes to change. Martin Costi, NPR News.